Blog Talk Radio.
Former Blackhawk, local guy, and the current color analyst for the Blackhawks on television, it is Eddie Olczyk.
The guy's an asshole.
Dead air moments.
Paid out the rectum.
Well, first of all, we're very, very happy with Dennis Savard as our head coach. He's growing.
What the fuck does that mean?
He's fat!
I don't know how long you guys got, but I can sit. I'll sit here till 4 in the morning and explain to you why James Wisniewski sucks.
You're never surprised by anything.
What about sexually? What about sexually? Hey, you know, did I ever tell you about the time I bit a girl?
No.
Now, I'm gonna tell you a story. A tale of wrong and right.
So this goes back a long time ago. I was on a trip with a buddy of mine. We went to I don't know that I should say where we went, but we went somewhere.
I'm here for the gangbang.
So long story short, we end up having relations at some point over the course of that weekend.
We're going streaking! Yes!
And the girl says to me, you know, over the course of something. She says to me, how should I say this?
You gonna eat that?
What, that? No. Yes. No. Well, no, I crossed my mind. Yeah.
She says, bite so-and-so, such-and-such, okay?
But let me just quote the late, great Colonel Sanders, who said, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Okay. So, she asked for the bite.
Please, just do it for me.
I gave her the bite, right? She responds, ow!
Oh, nice Mormon.
Like what? Like, why would you ask me to bite this specific region? If you're, like, what did she expect?
That little prick.
I think she probably meant nibble, not bite.
You dumbass.
I think I know what I'm doing. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe that's my problem.
Sharks are like dogs. They only bite when you touch their private parts.
You're the guy from the hamburger train,
Superstar, can I ask you a question?
After that, you can ask me anything.
At what point did I completely lose control of this radio show?
I think, well, how long did it take you to cut that up? Because I would say 10 minutes after that.
Moving along, boys and girls, welcome to the Third Man In Radio on this Tuesday night, September 1st, 2009. It is 8:04 in Chicago. I am Chris Block. Maybe shouldn't admit that. creator, writer, editor, and keeper of thethirdmanian.com, at least for today. And to my left, my far, far left, is internet radio icon, the superstar. How are you doing tonight, superstar?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great, as long as we just move along.
We can do that. We can definitely put it in a fast forward and move along.
Well, I probably should. We've referenced him before, and a guy that cuts up tape for me, and kind of actually kind of taught me how to do that myself a little bit. I can do it on my own a little bit now. I can't take credit. I won't take credit for that, which you just heard. Tim put that together, and thank you very much to Tim. It's actually Tim's last night with us.
All right.
Yes, Tim is he's a learned individual. He's going to grad school.
Well, good for him.
Yes, good for him.
Obviously on to bigger and better things than this.
Hopefully. He's a peculiar looking individual. Like I said last week, I met him at Pearl Jam, and he's an odd looking young man, but a talented individual, I guess we can say. Okay, a lot of controversy coming out of last week's show, and I assume this week as well. We are going to talk about the Blackhawks tonight, and I know I said that last week too, but we actually will talk about the Blackhawks tonight. We've got some things that we want to address. I have a few announcements to make tonight. I don't even think you know what these are, Superstar.
I don't think I do.
No. And we're also going to go right back into that email bag that we dipped into last week. Does that sound like a plan?
Sounds good.
For those of you that are streaming with us live and not sitting with us on your iPod or tomorrow afternoon or later on tonight, whenever you listen on the website or you listen on the archives, on the after hours, I think we might try some good old hockey game karaoke one more time. What do you feel about that, Superstar?
I was hoping you'd just move on.
Well, see, we got complaints last week because the music was too loud. The people couldn't hear us sing.
Well, we could try it again.
All right.
Anything that'll make the people happy.
Yes. So if the people,
you and I, we're gonna do that, but
yeah. Well, if the people want to listen to us sing, we'll be jingling and jangling to this a little bit later on.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night.
Like I said, not giving away that shit for free. Got a lot of questions to answer after last week's show too. People have questions.
And I'm sure we'll come up with answers.
I certainly hope so. Tonight on the show, some things have happened this week that we need to talk about. Of course, after we went off the air last week, the very next day, Patrick Kane stood up in front of a courtroom and said, guess what? I did it. I'm guilty.
He didn't do that.
So where are the people that, we're so defiantly saying that, innocent to proven guilty, innocent to proven guilty. You don't know what happened. You can't convict the man before he's been tried. Well, you know what? He stood up. He said he's guilty. Where are all those people now? You know where all those people are, Superstar? I'll tell you where they are. Now they're saying, this story's old. This is old news. Can we just move along? No. He's a scumbag. And I'm going to talk about it tonight on the show.
I'm sure we'll address it heavily.
So we had that to talk about. And we're also going to talk about the terminally stupid NHLPA firing their union head on Sunday night in Chicago at the annual union meetings, basically because they felt he was too chummy with Gary Bettman.
Yeah, I got nothing other than I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, well, You know, I don't think
chummy with Gary Bettman is a bad thing. You know, I mean, as long as they feel that he's still doing everything he can to protect the players and do things in the players' interest, what does it matter?
And this is the same guy that got the job because he was the one guy that was, when he wasn't even with the union, that stood up and fought for the players. I mean, they were paying him, but still, I mean, he was the guy that, you know. But, I mean, you're asking hockey players to make, you know, to have intelligent thoughts and make, you know, good decisions. Well, we have to look no further than Chicago or Buffalo, New York, to see that hockey players just don't make good decisions. We're also going to talk about, we wanted to get to, and for the people that want to hear Blackhawks talk on a Blackhawks radio podcast, whatever you want to call it, and why would you want that? I mean, come on. I mean, when there's all this other goodness that you get on this show, why would you want to spoil it by talking about the Blackhawks?
I don't have an answer for that either, man. Like, the Blackhawks should be the furthest thing from people's minds when they listen to this show. That's generally what they're going to get.
Well, exactly, because you can hear things like this.
I am a female, haven't been bitten myself during sex.
See? Well, why would you want anything else? But we are going to try to do part one tonight of our preview of the Blackhawks heading into camp. And I guess we'll just start with the goaltenders. And not just talk about the goaltenders, but we're going to talk about the Blackhawks goaltenders as a unit, the depth in the system, and then we're also going to try to compare it with at least the other teams in the Central. I don't know that we'll have time, but the teams in the Central and a little bit out in the West, and kind of stack that up and see how that ranks with or puts them in the conference. Sound like a plan?
That sounds like a plan, man.
All right, got some things to address. First of all, I don't know. I was on the Facebook group the other night. I don't know if you know this, Superstar.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, because I don't really expect you to participate at all. So I'll tell you what's going on. I went on the Facebook group, and I announced the venue for our September 26th extravaganza. And I didn't even cross it by you first. It's
awesome.
Yes. So I'm officially inviting people down, even though we haven't signed the contract. But who cares about the contract? We'll go anyway. It's going to be September 26th. The time is yet to be determined, but you can assume that it'll be late afternoon, early evening, Saturday, September 26th. At All Stars Bar and Grill. What are the streets, Superstar?
I'm Clinton between Madison and Monroe.
In Chicago, it is a block and a half from the Kennedy, right on Madison there. And it'll be a great time. The purpose of the event, of course, is that we are going to have a Third Man In Fantasy Hockey League.
It should be a good time. I need a little revenge after my falter late in the year last year.
What do you mean late?
Well, comparatively.
Yeah.
I was right there most of the year and tailed off.
No, I seem to remember you being in fifth place pretty much the whole year.
Yeah.
Out of 10 games,
you know. Yeah, but I was right there. I think I missed the playoffs made the playoffs with the last seed. So I need to move up a little bit this year.
And you'll begin your attempt at revenge on Saturday night, September 26th. Time to be determined, but you could get there at noon. I'll probably be at the bar. Superstar will probably be at the bar. And we'll get started on our picks when everybody else shows up and we hit the button on the live draft. Sound like a plan?
That sounds like a plan.
If you want to be a part of the league, you don't have to be from Chicago. You don't even have to be there that night. go into the forum, or go if you're on the Facebook group, if you have the ability of being on the Facebook group, there's a, the Facebook button on the website. If you're logged into Facebook, will or it'll prompt you to log in, will take you right to the Facebook group. You can either say, hey, I want to be in this thing on there, or say it in go into the forum and do it there, and we'll count you in. And then I think later this week, Yahoo will put up its I have this confirmed too. Yahoo's going to put up its hockey page this week. You know, so we'll start getting everything set up. We'll see if we need to do more than one league. And yes, we'll have the draft there that night. You're not from Chicago, don't matter. You can still participate in the league. If you don't want to participate in the league, you just want to come down and get drunk with us.
More power to you.
I don't have a problem with that. And if you don't come down, I'm still going to get drunk anyway, most likely. So.
Yeah. Well, do you know what the maximum team limit is for a Yahoo League? What a soon.
I think it was. I don't know. I thought it was 14. I don't know, though. It might be 12. I don't think we're going to do – I think if we get – if we have to do 12, I think we'll do 12. But I'd like to do 8 and 8 or 10. And you know, I don't know. If we end up with 16, we'll do 8 and 8. If we end up with 18 – or not, I mean, what am I going? 14, I don't know what the hell we'll do. I don't think it's any fun to do 6. Maybe that's what we'll have to do. We'll just recruit other people and we'll fill it. It won't be a problem.
Yeah. We'll just start asking random people at the bar.
There are random people at that bar that probably would participate.
Absolutely.
We've talked to a couple of them.
All right. Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, so September 26th, go on the forum, go on the Facebook thing, email me, tell, you know, email the superstar. He's not doing anything.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I got nothing.
Yeah, superstar, I'll meet you at All Stars tomorrow. As long as you bring the cash, right, superstar?
Absolutely.
What else was I going to talk about? Oh, the newsletter. you know, and it's funny because BlogUN.com, this network here that we've joined, and I think I said this last week. I want to make this very clear in case they're listening, and they might be listening. I'm very happy with the site design. I'm very happy with all the capabilities that I have here. You know, for everything that it's supposed to be, I absolutely love it. The performance is shit, and I don't know what we're going to do. Honestly, I really don't. We might have to leave, or I might have to leave. I can't have this on September 15th, which, by the way, September 15th, Tuesday night, Sam Fells of the Committed Indian, Second City Hockey, will be our guest, working on a guest for next week. Next week will probably be our first guest one way or another. But then Sam Fells on the 15th, and then we're working on, we're efforting things after that. But back to my point. I just can't put up with it, you know, and, you know, here we are on this network that we're having server issues, we're having runtime issues and all this kind of stuff, and the site's kind of slow, and what did BlogUN do today? They launched a portal. I haven't seen it. My inbox is filled with, they do this thing where all the people that are, you know, that head these blogs, you know, all these writers are in this you know, email network. They're all emailing each other all day, and it's all about how great this thing is. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's great. You know, something else to, you know, screw the bandwidth, you know. But as far as what that means about the newsletter, I still don't have a way to send people the newsletter, aside from manually doing it myself and emailing everyone. And I mean, I'll do it if I have to. Honestly, the newsletter's not done. I'm working two jobs this week, every day this week, except for Thursday when I have hockey. But it's the newsletter at this point is 7,500 words, and I still haven't rewritten the Patrick Kane thing, which in its original form was 4,500. So, I mean, it could be done. I don't know. I don't know. Or it could just become a yearbook. I don't know. I was doing it on Sunday night, and I hit a mental roadblock, and I really didn't want to, you know, write about that little weasel on Sunday night. I wanted to be happy, and so I watched Entourage and hung and screwed around on Facebook for an hour. But that's the thing with the newsletter. Nobody can sign up for it. I can't send it to anybody, and I don't have time to finish it. Unless I pull an all-nighter. And the job I'm working during the day right now, I can't pull an all-nighter. I can't fall asleep at my desk right now. 2 years ago, I had no problem doing it.
Yeah.
A month ago, I had no problem doing it. Just this week, I can't fall asleep at my desk.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Yeah, so that's the story there. What else we got to Oh, you know what?
The news points, at least, the announcements you have.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do those later. Well, let's just go in. Friday night at U.S. Cellular Field is Blackhawks night. Are you excited about that, Superstar?
No.
No.
Being a Cub fan, no. I could care less.
I was actually at Sox night last year.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
I don't know. I got drunk. You know, I'll say this. I was at Bull, actually, by chance. Well, we intentionally went to the Sox game where the Blackhawks were there, but by chance I ended up at the Cubs game, which was, I think, like a week before, not even, might have been a few days. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But at the Cubs game, and of course this was a year ago, Blackhawks hadn't made the playoffs in, you know, all these years, but like nobody, at the Cubs game, nobody cared. I mean, the Blackhawks were being paraded around, they're making announcements. There's guys walking around in their, you know, in their red jerseys. Nobody cared. And then the U.S. Cellular Field, people are actually kind of into it. So it seems to be, it seems to be pretty good place for them.
Nice. Dude, do you know any of the events they have planned for that day?
None, because I'm not going. Unless somebody wants to bring me. See, that's...
Now you're telling me.
Oh, actually, you know what? Somebody emailed this week, and we should probably start addressing some of these things one by one so we get to the Blackhawks discussion. Somebody emailed this week asking me to tell the hitchhiker story in a little bit more detail. I'm not going to do that, but then there was another person who sent along a note saying that we should run a contest where the winner gets to go to Superdog with us, or me.
Absolutely. Win a trip to Superdog with Block.
Yeah, we should do it like where I pick you up on the side of the road, though, you know, and then I take you to Superdog, and then I leave you there, just like that guy. Or we could do a real contest where people call in, like we could do, like tonight, we could do the 10th caller. We'd be here till 5 in the morning, but we could do the 10th caller. By the way, we are taking your phone calls tonight. The number to call in, area code 347-857-3781, 347-857-3781. If you have any thoughts on Cristobal Huue, the Blackhawks goaltending situation, the NHLPA, or if you're going out to the cell on Sunday night, or excuse me, Friday night, or if you've got thoughts on that little scumbag, Patrick Kane. So let's, email time. I want to get to this one. Because we have so many people
You should have an email song.
An email song?
Yeah, like we're going to go into the mailbag.
Oh, starting next week, and the only reason why it's not starting this week is because I'm at work and I forgot the email, and I didn't really notice this until I just got here, and I don't want to thumb around for it. And Superstar doesn't have anything interesting to say, so he can't entertain you for 5 minutes while I look for it. But next week we have a brand new feature, and I got a feeling it's going to be a weekly feature. Email from a dope.
Yes.
It would have started tonight if I wouldn't have been a dope and forgot the damn thing at home.
That's awesome. I'm thoroughly looking forward to that segment already.
In fact, you know what? Next week, 8 o'clock, September 8th, we will start the show with email from a dope.
Outstanding.
New feature here on the Third Man in Radio.
Personally, I think you should wait, you know, do it towards the end. You know, like you said, you don't want to give that shit away for free.
No, this one, I really want people to realize the pain that I go through on a daily basis when I open up my email box. All right.
That's not even including when I email you.
All right, but here is not an email from a dope. This is from Chuck. And this is a good email. I like this email. All right. He starts off, Chris. That's me. I've never wrote you before, and I've only gotten into your blog recently since towards the end of last season. I wasn't sure what to think of your radio show when it first began. I don't think anybody knows what to think about it tonight. I've listened to every show, not always live and sometimes not until the day of the next one, but I've heard every show so far and could never put a finger on why I felt I should listen until now. This actually gets better. You're very knowledgeable, I must say that. It comes across immediately. But then there's the drawback in that it seems you detest talking Blackhawks hockey. I know it's summer, but at certain times I take it you'll do anything possible to delay the inevitability of talking Blackhawks on a Chicago Blackhawks podcast. Well, that's true.
He's 100% right there.
Yeah, so far he's hit this. This is where actually... This is where the email gets better, but I also think he loses focus. But then it hit me. I'm a 35-year-old man and a radio listener all my life. I was a devout Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer fan in their heyday and remained a Steve Dahl fan until recently when circumstances prevented me from listening to his show. Is he even on the air anymore? I don't even know.
I don't think so, but...
Didn't he lose his gig at CKG?
Yeah, I believe he did. But I thought he went to a different station.
He didn't go to Chicago Sports Webio, did he?
No, I don't think he went to Chicago Sports Webio.
He's going to be writing on ChicagoBlackhawks.com pretty soon.
Yeah. I think he went to a station on the AM side, if I remember right. But I don't know if
I thought he was doing internet stuff, but I don't follow it, so I don't know. But here we go. Okay, so circumstances prevented from me listening to his show. Not to give you a big head or blow smoke up your backside, please do. But in the point I'm driving towards here, it finally struck me your show in particular, your style, reminds me of a young Steve and Gary.
Whoa.
Yeah. He says some other stuff here. Keep up the great work. I'll be rooting not only for the Hawks, but you guys as well. Hope to hear some great guests no matter what you're discussing. At this point, it seems I'll be listening, Chuck. Well, thank you very much, Chuck. I'm actually quite flattered by that.
That is a high compliment.
And I am, and I'll tell you why I'm flattered by that, because as a child and as a young kid, and pretty much up until the point, even when the score first started, my dad was huge into Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer, and I had to hear it every single day. So my dad would come home and he would put it on like throughout the whole house, you know. So wherever room he was, you know, when he was doing whatever he was doing, any room that he went into, he could hear Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer. So I had to hear it too, and I never disliked it, but it's something that I remember. It's a part of my childhood because I listened to it, every single day, almost, you know. And I'm actually very flattered by that because I do think, especially a young, Steve Dahl, and especially, and even Gary Meyer. I mean, that's a high compliment, and I don't know that it's true, but.
Absolutely. And Steve Dahl was on the Jack FM 104.3, but I believe that's conflicting because I do have the Steve Dahl show and information on WCKG as well. So not exactly sure where the hell he is anymore, but he's out there.
Excellent. And for those of you texting and emailing me, I should we play the thing again?
Absolutely.
All right, we're halfway into the show. Well, for those of you that missed the open, call your friends. I'll play it in a minute. We're gonna talk about the Blackhawks after we break here in a second. On the after-hours show tonight, we'll do a little bit of a good old hockey game karaoke. We'll also get down to the business of what is wider than Sarah Kustak's mouth, and I'm sure there'll be an awful lot of other good stuff to discuss. And again, phone callers, if you want to call in, 347-857-3781. You can also email me. I will try to monitor it from my phone, chrisblock@thethirdmanin.com. And, I guess if the people want to hear it again, I don't want to hear it again, but here we go. Tonight's intro two by Tim and his going away present. Thank you very much, Tim. And here you go.
What about sexually? What about sexually? Hey, you know, did I ever tell you about the time I bit a girl?
No.
Now, I'm gonna tell you a story. A tale of wrong and right.
So, this goes back a long time ago. I was on a trip with a buddy of mine. We went to, I don't know that I should say where we went, but we went somewhere.
I'm here for the gangbang.
So, long story short, we end up having relations at some point over the course of that weekend.
We're going streaking! Yes!
And the girl says to me, you know, over the course of something, she says to me, how should I say this?
You gonna eat that?
What, that? No. Yes. No. Well, no, I crossed my mind. Yeah.
She says, bite so-and-so, such-and-such, okay?
But let me just quote the late, great Colonel Sanders, who said, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Okay. So she asked for the bite.
Please, just do it for me.
I gave her the bite, right? She responds, ow!
Oh, nice marmot.
Why would you ask me to bite this specific region? If you're, like, what did she expect?
That little prick.
I think she probably meant nibble, not bite.
You dumbass.
I think I know what I'm doing. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe that's my problem.
Sharks are like dogs. They only bite when you touch the private parts.
You're the guy from the hamburger train, right?
All right, thank you very much, Tim. A couple of things before we get into it here. Again, the phone number to call in, 347-857-3781. I have a couple of things I need to say here real quick. First of all, good friends of ours, Superstar, want to pass along good wishes and the best of luck. Tony and Ryan are going to have their first child here in the next couple of days.
Absolutely, and congratulations to them, and hopefully everything, you know, mother and child are both happy and healthy. Hopefully.
Yes. Yes, and hopefully for everyone everything works out great, and no hitches, and Ryan can go back to being a normal person. I do have a theory, right? And women are great. I mean, they really are. I mean, they're the best. I mean, who would want to do that? Like, that's like, I couldn't think of something I'd rather do less than give birth to a 10-pound head. But
why is Tim leaving? He's got to cut that up.
Well, no, you know what's going to happen now, and maybe we'll talk about this on After Hours. All right. But I've got a theory as to why this is taking so long. Ryan's been a little bit crabby lately, understandably, right?
Absolutely.
I think if she were to pretend to be happy, that the baby wouldn't be so scared to come out.
So you're saying she's actually scaring the kid?
Yeah. I think the kid senses mommy's emotions. And says, screw that, I'm staying in here where it's safe.
It's a good possibility, knowing Tony and Ryan.
Yes. And on a slightly different note, and I do want to say this, because I think there's a couple of people tonight or on the archives that'll be listening to this that may or may not know this. And Superstar, you know this guy a little bit as well, too. Very, very sad to find out the other day. Paul Galvin, who a very great man, who owns a bar on the northwest side of the Chicago, Jefferson Park neighborhood, I guess it would be, was diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer a couple of months ago, and by his doctor's estimations, he at this point has about a month to live, and just want to pass along that. Hope for the best, and I don't really know what else there is to say about that. But
Absolutely. Hopefully everything comes out and works out well for him, and we should all head down to Galvin's and have a beverage or 12.
Yes. I guess moving along. I had something else that we were going to talk about. What were we going to talk about before we went into this this Blackhawks discussion that everybody wants to hear about? Oh, I don't know. Oh, you know, here I was emailing back and forth with a couple of people today. They want to know about the United Center improvements. You started talking about this a couple of weeks ago. And you're very unhappy about them. Why don't you, while I find the email, why don't you shed a little light on what they're doing?
Well, they've renamed the 300 level of the United Center the Madhouse on Madison, which is the moniker that you brought up, referred to the old Chicago Stadium in the late 80s, early 90s, when it was a building that was probably louder than any other sporting arena in the country or in the league.
Moniker not given. This is the point. Moniker not given. Moniker earned. Continue.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And so they renamed, after, of course, 1 year of playoff success, the 300 level, the Madhouse on Madison. And they have some awful-looking lettering that's going to go on the edge of those top sky boxes along between the blue lines. That's a Madhouse on Madison. The other thing that I saw artist renderings of that new lookout bars in, looks like the corners, two of the four corners of the 300 level. Is that correct?
Yeah, in 312 and 326.
That you're going to be able to have a cocktail, stand up, talk to your friends, and all while watching the game instead of sitting in your seat. I don't know, Block, do a lot of other arenas in the league have something like that?
Well, not a lot. I mean...
That you know of.
Well, Phoenix has the concourse that you can watch the game from. You know, where you can mill around the concourse and watch the game. But, you know, I don't know. Here's the email. This is from Ray. What do you think of the new bars / Madhouse on Madison thing they are doing? Personally, I think if we're going to sacrifice seating real estate, bring back the uniqueness and atmosphere of an organ loft. The beer sales will come regardless, and that would be a cool thing to separate the UC from other buildings and embrace the real Madhouse. Just my two cents, though, Ray. I don't know. Part of that organ loft was the fact that it was this gigantic, you know, not just the organ. I mean, it was the pipes and you know everything that the way it sat and everything. Not Frank Pellico's organ now is like a desktop. You know, what is it? It's not even 60 inches wide. I mean, I don't even know what it is, but it's.
I'm not sure. There is a couple of videos of Frank Pellico playing the organ at UC on YouTube. But
like,
yeah,
the ones they play in between periods where it says, "Smile if you love organ" or something.
Yeah, it's not very big at all. It's nothing compared to the old building at all.
No, so. Here's what I think. I don't have a problem with what they're doing in the seating. I actually think that for people that are just going to mill around and get hammered, I think it's a great idea. You know, get them out of the seating. Like if you're there to watch the game, you know, you're going to sit in your seat. If you just want to get drunk and make eyes at women, you're going to go to these places, you know. I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. When I was at Pearl Jam, they have that whole area. They have it blocked off, and you can see the seats below where it's going to look out from. But I don't have a problem with it at all. What I don't like is that that they can't just brand the 300 level. You know, besides the fact that it's ridiculous that you're taking something that was. That was earned, and you're giving it to the 300. I mean, the 300 level's way overrated, I think, as far as the fans and I'm gonna get in a lot of trouble, and I sit in the 300 level.
Yeah, you are. I was just thinking, you might wanna let me say something like that.
Have you listened to this show? Do you think I really care about pissing people off?
No, not at all.
So, no, I think the 300 level is way overrated. A lot of that noise that you hear is filtered right back into the building. It's, yes, it's loud, but there's some elements at work there. And I don't know. I just think that the signage just looks stupid. And why can't you just allow something to naturally progress and develop? It's these people that sit around in the office all day and these firms that they hire to come up with ideas. I mean, they've got to come up with an idea. They're getting paid to come up with an idea. So they're like, why don't we call the 300 level just itself the Madhouse on Madison? Because that's where, supposedly the everyman and the
blue collar,
the blue collar people are. I don't know. It's just stupid. And I just don't like things that are force fed on you. Now it's like, where do you sit? Well, I sit in a Madhouse on Madison. It's so stupid.
Yeah. Well, the question I have going back to those lookout bars, are there seats directly below those bars? So there'd be, the bar, and then there's a railing, and then there's, like, rows of seats right below it?
Yep.
That is going to be a nightmare for those people sitting right below there. I sat in the last row of the second balcony at the Chicago Stadium, and every time the Hawks scored, it was a beer bath. And I can see that happening really easily right in front of those bars there. I mean, it's the same principle. A bunch of guys up there getting hammered. And I can see some issues coming up from that.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, well, we got 14 minutes left to talk about the Blackhawks. we're gonna have to take the Blackhawks logo down from the show page. I'm sure they would be thrilled with that too.
Yeah, they would.
I do have to say this: go out and get the hockey news this week. It's extra special good, from what I hear. Well, just go out and get the hockey news. I'll leave it at that. You want to talk about goalies, or you want to talk about the NHLPA?
Well, I'd rather talk goalies, but that's me.
All right, let's talk about goalies. Blackhawks got three of them.
And I don't think any of them are any good. I think we're in a lot of trouble.
Cristobal Huwe, Corey Crawford, and Antti Niemi. I guess we'll start with the top first. Cristobal Huwe, I don't think he had a bad season last year. Obviously, he had some very, very good nights. The two nights that jump out at everybody is, of course, Game 5, last game of the season last year in Detroit. Phenomenal game, phenomenal skate save at the end. Obviously, that's the lasting memory, and the Blackhawks are quite thankful that is the lasting memory. Because had he not had that game, there'd be many, many, many more questions and people suggesting that the Hawks aren't as good as they're, you know what people claim that they are right now. And I don't even agree that they're a better team than they are last year. And Cristobal Huwe is a part of that. But I thought he had a decent year last year. My and I said this before, and I'll say it again, my problem with Huwe and my uneasiness with him and counting on him, he's never been the starting goalie from the beginning of a season to an end. You're talking about a guy now who's 34 years old. He turns 34 on Thursday. Or no, Friday. No, Thursday. Thursday. He turns 34 on Thursday. And, this is the wrong time in one's career to become a workhorse. So the inevitability of an injury is there. I think you could forecast it for November. And then, that's when the Hawks go on their road trip, and then it's like, okay, they've got Crawford and Niemi. If both of them make, stay with the team out of camp, and, there's a question, as to whether or not that's going to happen. The Blackhawks signed another goalie today, Joey Fallon, who from Ohio State. Saw him in the prospect camp. Nice pads.
But
in fact, he could use him. He could go ahead and use him this year because he certainly didn't use him last year.
Yeah.
So, this is what the Blackhawks have a bunch of guys that are, maybe AHL goalies, and they've got about three guys right now that could play in Toledo. Joey Fallon, although Fallon's, unless Richards beats Fallon out and they keep Crawford and Niemi, Fallon will be in Rockford. Richards is a borderline guy. And then, of course, you got Joey Fallon now. I don't know. I just don't, we know what you're going to get from Cristobal Huwe, and at this stage of guys' careers, they don't get better. I mean, they stay the same or they start to decline, and you know what you're getting with him. You got a guy that's going to play his angles. He's going to try to play big. He's not cat-like, and his instinct is to go down, and everybody in the league knows it, and they're going right over his shoulder. The spectacular saves are few and far between, and if he gets beat, he gets beat usually. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that you have a team that you have a window to possibly bring a Stanley Cup here, And it all hinges on kind of questionable goaltending, arguably the most important position on the ice. And you have a lot of questions right now. And you know, if this is your window, do you feel comfortable with Chris Paul, Huwe, Crawford, or Niemi to win a championship for you?
Exactly. You got Corey Crawford, who, you know, he never won a spot out of, you know, coming out of a training camp. I mean, Corey Crawford's never been screwed out of a spot. You know, he's been in the minors for a lot of years, but there's sort of like this you know, sentiment out there. It's like, oh, when is Corey Crawford going to get his chance? When is he going to get his chance? I mean, what's that? I mean, we're giving handouts now, the guys. When is Corey Crawford going to take his spot? You know, when is Corey Crawford just going to come out and show that he's an NHL goalie? Because he's never done it. You know, he's played a couple of times in the league, and he's had good performances, and he's had just whatever performances. But when is he going to come out and really just take a spot instead of, you know, when is my turn? You know, that kind of garbage. It's, you know, he's never had that kind of camp. He's never had that kind of stretch in Rockford or Norfolk. He's had good stretches. He's put up very good numbers, but he's also had, you know, some pretty good defenses in front of him. I thought he had a really good year in stretches last year. But again, you had Crawford and Niemi there, and neither of them were able to pull away from the other, and neither, you know, were able to keep their position all year long last year. If one was that much better than the other, one or the other would happen. Either one would have been so spectacular at one point that you said, we've got to ride this guy, or, you know, one would have been so, you know, steady enough that you didn't have stretches where you had to go to the other guy because the other guy was awful. And that both of those things, I mean, that happened last year. You know, and guys have bad games. I'm just saying that Niemi never took that spot and held on to it, and Crawford didn't either. So now you expect one of those guys to make the step to the next league and become the backup goalie. I look at this as, okay, you've got your backup goalie from last playoff season. That's what you got. You're going for a Stanley Cup, and you're bringing your backup goalie from last year. And your backup to him is basically going to be, you know, a process of by default of who's not worse than the other in training camp between Niemi and Crawford, because that's what we have to go by, looking at this ahead of time. And I think it's poor planning on the Blackhawks' part to not just say, you know what, we have nothing to base this on. Who can we count on if the, again, in the inevitability that Cristobal Huey gets hurt, the inevitability that Cristobal Huey gets tired and starts playing like horse crap, you know, and he needs someone to spell him for a couple of weeks. Knowing that those two things are, like I said, inevitable, you're relying on these two kids, Crawford and Niemi, to come up and spell you for 2 weeks. The Blackhawks, another thing the Blackhawks never had last season was a long, sustained drought. And, I mean, look where they finished. I mean, home ice in that first round could have been, there was two things that got them past Calgary. Calgary's injuries and the fact that the Blackhawks had home ice. If they don't have home ice in that series and they go into Calgary and they lose those first two games, it could be a completely different series.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it was a young Blackhawk team who didn't know how to win, coming back home with all of the pressure of having to win games 3 and 4 instead of going to Calgary knowing that no matter what, they were coming back home for game 5 2-2. Completely different situation. You know, and that, you know, if they, like I said, if they go there and they lose those two games. So home ice was essential in that first round of the Blackhawks playoff run. And then as they got their confidence, it didn't mean as much. They were able to go into Vancouver and perform well. But, you know, in Detroit, it was a totally different story because the Blackhawks just weren't in the same league as Detroit. We saw that. There's obviously been some roster moves this summer that kind of level that playing field. But the question is, how are the Hawks going to handle a season in which there are expectations and everybody knows how good they are. And each game comes with increased importance. And there's no, you know, just sort of mindlessly going through the season playing like a group of kids that don't have any pressure on them. There's expectations this year. And Stan Bowman will talk about managed expectations. You could talk about that all you want, but you know, if you start 500, people start asking, well, what's wrong? Is, you know, should they have not kept Martin Havlat? You know, should they have chosen Huey, you know, chosen to keep Hobby Bullen at no matter what cost? Should they have moved? All these questions start to be asked, and they don't have to be just the start of the season. It could be at any point of the season. Last year, the Blackhawks didn't have to deal with any of those kind of questions. They didn't have to deal with any sort of adversity. This year, they're going to. And your number one guy in the face of adversity is your goaltender. Can you trust him? I can't.
You cannot.
You know, maybe Blackhawks fans can, but I can't, and I certainly can't trust those two kids behind him.
No. I personally think we're in a lot of trouble in this position. And is Chris Beauvillier a guy that you're going to trust if you are in a playoff battle going down the stretch looking for that home ice? Is he a guy that if he's even around then as far as playing well, not needing a little break, that he's going to be able to win a big game on the road to get you those points, get you that home ice advantage? Even at his top performance, is he a guy that can do that for you?
Well, let me ask you this then. Who's the best goalie in the division?
Best goalie in the division?
In St. Louis, you got Chris Mason and Ty Conklin. Chicago, obviously, you have QA, Crawford, Niemi. In Columbus, you've got Steve Mason.
And I think that's it. I think he is the best goalie in the division.
I don't think there's any question about it. In Detroit, you got Osgood, and then in Nashville, you've still got Pecorine, and I believe
Dano.
They do have Dano.
Yeah,
I didn't have a dream that they traded Dano, did they?
No. I think Steve Mason, even after only 1 year of seeing his performance, is by far the best goalie in the division.
And that's the team. That's the team that I'd be concerned about if I was Blackhawks fans. I'm not so certain that Columbus, when it's all said and done, isn't going to finish higher than the Blackhawks. I'm not sure that counting Detroit out of first place is that simple. I know a lot of people want to hand the first place to the Blackhawks, and if the Hawks stay healthy. The way this division is, and, you know, this division is extremely competitive. This division is going to beat each other up. But I don't think that you can give anything to the Blackhawks just because last season, how much trouble did they have with St. Louis? They had a lot of trouble with St. Louis. The series with Nashville is always give and take. Columbus is going to be a much better team. And, of course, Detroit, the Blackhawks, that's their main rival, and Detroit's got a lot to prove this year. They're gonna, they've got a lot of people counting them out, and I think they're coming in with a chip on their shoulder. So, how much can the Blackhawks goaltenders contribute, and can they withstand the pressure and hold their team up, high when their team's gonna need it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm leaning on the fence that they're not going to be able to. And I don't know who's out there. I don't know what kind of trades could be made. But I think if you're realistically looking at trying to win a Stanley Cup right now, I think a move or two needs to be made in that position. That's just me.
I agree, and we're winding down here on the live stream for those of you that are listening to us live. We've got about 40 seconds left.
Are we going to say goodbye tonight?
Yes, I'm going to do a whole big build up and everything. I'm going to do it like a real radio show. Again, if you are whether you're listening live or on the stream, we are now available in the iTunes store for free. Go in there. You can type in the third man in. You can type in Chris Block. You can type in a radio show that doesn't talk about the Blackhawks. And you'll get us. And you just hit the subscribe button. And whenever you load up your iTunes and we do a new show, it'll be on there. Again, next week, email from a dope. We will talk to you next time. And Superstar, we are now not streaming.
All right. Another
and it is after hours portion of the program. And now we can play with the soundboard. Oh, I do have an email from someone who's talking about the hockey night thing from last week.
Yeah.
We'll play a little bit of this for those that don't know what I'm talking about, because I got an email from someone this week saying, like, I don't listen every week, and you know, you've got to understand that people don't listen all the time, and you can't reference stuff just randomly. So, all right. For that guy, I'll play this.
Nothing as good as the Hockey Night thong, incidentally, which is the highest quality cotton, very comfortable. Chris Block endorses it. Chris Block, he said he's never felt fresher after flossing his ass.
Right.
And with a Hockey Night thong.
Chris Block has said if he didn't have to wash it, he'd never take it off.
That is correct. In fact, he said that he loves it so much he actually turns it inside out to get an extra day's wear out of it. Right now he's like punching his iPod.
Are you there, Superstar?
I am.
Okay, because the switchboard went down. I don't think we could play any more stuff. Yeah, the show is just says, it says no scheduled show, and then all my files are gone, and the switchboard is like, I'm not there anymore. Like, it's like I've got this bank, and it says, like, you know, there's host, and that would be my number, and then you're there, and then here's all these lines that were empty all night tonight. I don't know, people, like, I get emails from people that say, like, or like the people that do call in, they'll say, How come nobody else calls in? You know, and then they don't call in, and it's like, then they email, like, how come nobody called in? It's like, well, because you didn't call in.
You are the caller.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you guys are the callers. Call in. You know, that's how come the people listen and they don't call in? It's like, dude, I listened to the score for 15 years. I never once called in.
Yeah, I may have called in once or twice, and that was it.
I never once called in to the score, and I listened every day. I mean, I listened every day for that, I, you know, that I was in, you know, in town or I could, whatever, for probably like 5 years straight. I was just a sports junkie all year round, and I listened every single, I never once called in, and I like I said, it was 15 years, never once called in. So, you know, if there's, you know, there's 35 people online streaming with us, and not one calls in. You know, I can't blame them. I didn't call the score.
Yeah, call in, don't call in. We're gonna have fun regardless.
Well, we can't have so much fun now because my files are gone, and I'm afraid to hit anything because I think it'll end the show. So hopefully it comes back. Or you know what? Well, the reason why I played that is because I got an email from someone today saying that there was no Hockey Night Puckcast last night, and that they asked, did they give up, or, you know, did you defeat them, or something like that, like whatever that means. And I don't know why there wasn't one last night, but I don't think that that's the reason. Although I never did hear back from Forklift. He said that he was going to listen to the show, and then he was going to respond to me, and he didn't. He never responded. So maybe they are mad at me now.
Now you pissed them off. Way to go, Block.
See what you do? We give people free advertisement.
Yeah, I was about to say, you gave them your, you know, you gave them the free advertising last week, and now they're not speaking to you.
Yeah. We got a hundred and some odd listeners in the summer. I don't even know how many people listen on the website. But, all these people listening in the summer to us not talk about the Blackhawks, and we give them a little free advertisement, and then they disappear.
Yeah, I screw them. I like those guys, yeah. But, you know.
So what do you think about that idea for me? We do some sort of contest. We got to think about what the contest could be where people will...
It's got to be something better than just, you know, the 10th caller or something like that. But I do like that idea a lot. Win a trip to Superdog with Block.
Well, you should come, too.
I could come.
Because if it's just me, like, I'll probably be real quiet and, hey, you know, how's that wiener, you know, or something like that.
That actually sounds exactly like something you would say.
What else are you going to say? You're sitting in the Superdog eating a... You know what? This is the other thing about it is I haven't been to Superdog probably in 15 years.
Really? I can't.
Yeah,
I can't remember the last time I was there either.
And it's not that far. I mean, I obviously I can't walk there. But it wouldn't take me that long to get there.
No, it wouldn't.
You know what it is? It's too people-y.
It is a little too people-y for a guy like you.
Yes. Like I said, I don't like going anywhere where there's people.
You know, of course, you know, if we start bowing to, you know, hey, you guys should win a trip, you know, to a contest, you know, the next thing somebody's going to suggest is, hey, you guys should do the show live at your draft. No.
That was an idea that I had.
Yeah, I know, that's why I'm nipping it in the ass right now. Sorry, Gene.
I think it would be great if we could do a live remote from the draft. But we couldn't be drunk.
Well, I mean, we could. It's just not going to help the performance.
No, it would be funny to us if we were drunk, but like to the people listening, it wouldn't be funny.
No, it wouldn't.
No. So we never did talk about the NHLPA tonight. I don't even know what we talked about on the show. I looked up at the clock, and it was like 15 minutes left in the show. I'm like, what the hell did we talk about?
Yeah, we may have to extend the show going 4.5 hours or something.
I don't know about that. So this guy Chuck, he's right. we went all the way to the half hour pit stop. I don't know what we call that. Maybe like the Oasis. And we can talk about it anyway. I really like our show. I'll tell you what, though, and I don't mind saying it. Go ahead.
I like it better that we don't talk about anything. You know, if there's stuff to talk about, we'll talk about it. It's not like we're avoiding the subject of the Blackhawks. It's just, you know.
And I never got back to talking about Patrick Kane either.
All what right, were you going
to
say about the show?
What was I going to say about the NHLPA?
Yeah,
I'll probably just save it for next week.
Attaboy.
Yeah, next week it'll be the day after Labor Day. How about that?
Can you believe it's Labor Day already? Jesus.
I didn't even realize it was summer.
I know.
It wasn't even warm enough to be summer.
No, it was not. For like 2 weeks. Good weather for about 2 weeks, and that was it. Mother Nature is a bitch.
Right. Well, we can't play good old hockey game karaoke. And I was gonna play all these new sound files I had, but all right. Well, here's the deal. I'm gonna hit a button, and it might spell the end of the show.
Yeah. If we're here after the fact, cool. If not, we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you next week. But I'm going to hit this button and let's see. I'm going to hit this button and Drew Carey Willing will still be on the air. And here I go. Let's see what happens here. Nothing. All right. We're just going to go then.
Such an anti-way to end the show.
I don't know. I don't even know if we're on the air, to tell you the truth.
It's all right. All right. Well, we can't even play an exit song. So.
No, I can't. I could splice one on, I guess, later on. But all right, superstars, thank you very much for being with me. And
all right, we will talk later.
All right, everybody, have a good night, and we will talk to you on Tuesday night, September 8th at 8 o'clock. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.
All right.